The following is a special CJSF presentation that interrupts regularly scheduled programming in this time slot.
Hey, welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is the student radio takeover. That's right. Typically Tuesdays has been interrupted for this special bit of programming where we are talking to you about a very important student issue here on campus at SFU. I'm joined by Tom from the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. They're here to talk about an upcoming referendum as well as the organization itself and a whole bunch of other things. Tom, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should turn on your microphone if you're going to talk, huh? Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Well, just give me a minute to figure out this weird, very strange. Again, you're here on behalf of Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. To start, can you just tell me a little bit about, and our listeners, about the SFPERG and what it is, what it does?
Yeah, so SFPERG is a nonprofit organization, and we are independent organization, so we don't have any affiliate with SFU or SFSS. We exist like independently, and we have our own core values, which is a student-directed resource center dedicated to social and environmental justice. We do stuff like advocate for the working class, advocate for the student interest, advocate for political issue like the Palestinian genocide currently happening. In general, we strive for like a democracy student body here in SFU, which also includes staff and faculty, to make the decision that best benefit everybody and not just like the board of governor at SFU.
And what would you say that SFPERG adds to the student experience that just going to class alone doesn't provide?
I see.
We just got more company joining us in studio.
So university historically has been like a ground for political activism ever since, like, I don't know, forever. And I think that's the whole point of like going to university. Yeah, you go here to you pass the class, you get the degree and stuff, but like you also want to, you know, get involved in politics, because, you know, everything is political, right? And it's just good to have like more experience, more knowledge about the world we're living in, and, you know, the like how we want it to be in the future. And I think it's like one of the most important things that SFPERG do is like raising the class consciousness. We have like the Marxist framework that we use, and also Marxist interpretation through the lens of intersectionality and stuff like that. And you know, students, workers, we should unite, you know, and we're not our enemies. Like the enemy should be the ruling class and, you know, the school government that kind of like raising tuition and not doing anything to benefit the students. So that I would say one of the best things that SFPERG can offer to the student body.
Great, thank you. We've just had another guest join us in studio. Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Samina Chaudhry. I am a fourth-year criminology student, and I'm here representing SFPERG today, which is the student, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. And I'm just here to talk about the services we provide and why we need your support in the upcoming elections, and so that you can vote yes to our referendum question.
Great. And as you walked in, Tom was speaking about sort of what SFPERG brings to students at SFU that just their regular studies doesn't. Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've been a director of SF Perk for almost a year now, and we work towards creating a safe space, a safe inclusive space, like the student lounge that we provide that people can use to relax, study, just spend their time. We also further research initiatives and advocacy. We have this segment called Letters from the Inside, where we kind of help write back to prisoners and kind of advocate for people who are in wrongful incarceration. We also have workshop events, and like the following the previous Valentine's Day, we had a March for Murdered and Missing Women, and it was a very beautiful experience. It was like you just go around, you stop at the places that women disappeared, and you put a flower there. So we kind of engage the community and kind of bring together the we kind of like create a platform so that students can come together and further their advocacy and their student initiatives.
Great. And you mentioned that there is a referendum, right? That's why we're here today. What is the question in the referendum?
Do you want to answer that part?
You can go ahead.
Okay. So the question on the referendum would be... So we propose a fee increase for the four independent student society, and SF Perk is one of them. The rest are Impact Sustain, CJSF, this radio station, mm-hmm. and the PIG, the student newspaper. And for now, the fee increase should be $18 per full-time student and $9 per part-time student each semester, and that would be like the first question on the referendum. And the second question would be, we want to like adjust the fee and index for inflation, you know, because you know inflation and our wage has been stagnant from maybe like 30 years ago, and it's just hard, you know, to be a part of these student organization trying to do good stuff, trying to like put the best effort out there, but like, you know, still kind of like struggling to pay rent, paying for food. And so it's, you know, really important to like index adjust based on inflation.
Yeah, in general, you know, these organizations, the four organizations mentioned, have not had their funding increased in any meaningful way for decades in some cases, and all of the programs that you've talked about, the letters to the inside, you know, peer support, even just the maintaining the space itself, that all costs money, right? Like we might wish that all that just happened out of the goodness of people's hearts or whatever, but it does cost money to do these things.
Mm. Actually, I can talk a little bit more about some future event at SF Perk.
Yeah.
So I'm a new member at SF Perk. I'm like a work study student, and I'm an engineering major. So me and the director at SF Perk, we are planning to have like a computer science workshop for the people, because like I was in computer science major, and I have to change to engineering because I went through some sort of like misogynistic exclusion when I was in the comp sci space. So I know like how hard it is for like a person of color, gender non-conforming, you know, like in general, like it's very hard to be like a minority in that space and, you know, try to learn things and do stuff. And so at SF Perk, we want to like make something different. We want to create like a workshop so for the minority, for the marginalized people, they can come and learn about programming, computer science in, you know, a very accessible way. And as a STEM student myself, I feel like science is for the people, right? And I just feel like the value of science has been co-opted into the system of capitalism, you know, and it's not the point of science in the first place. And I feel like as STEM students, as anyone working in STEM, we should have some values to be an anti-oppression, anti-capitalism, and, you know, be inclusive and should be like actually for the people and not just for like a small group of people. So yeah, that would be like upcoming event at SAPERC. And as a perk, the last semester we have like a project called the People University, which we have like book discussion every week. So we're gonna read like a book, and then we come and we discuss and we exchange ideas to learn more about the working class, about Marxism. One of the book that I felt has a lot of like knowledge, and attract a lot of audience too, is Edward Said Orientalism and The Caliban and the Witch by Federici. Yeah, that's the name of the author, and they are like about sociology and like, you know, the world we're living in, like the explained things, how capitalism affect on the family dynamics, and how the way the Western view the Eastern, and the way, you know, how fetishism of women, fetishism of like Arab women, Asian women, like come into play in the current model way. And yeah, and Edward Said is also like a Palestinian author. So yeah, that is some of the other event that SAPERC also provided.
It's really interesting. And I think really valuable to be able to have these kinds of discussions with, you know, people from all different parts of the university and all different parts of the world and all different sort of backgrounds, because, you know, you could probably take a course in the appropriate field, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's the philosophy or whether it's political science or whatever it might be, and have those conversations with other people who are all sort of in the same classes, in the same department, but being able to come in and have those discussions with people who have a much broader range of experiences, I think is something that, just going to class is not going to provide for you here at SFU.
Yeah, I think so too, because like SFU, yeah, it is, it has like liberal values, but like the education, it is very Eurocentric, right? Like when you go to philosophy major, you only learn about like a white man philosopher, mm-hmm. and you know, they have like maybe a day about like his Black History Month, and they have like a lecture about like a Black philosopher woman or something, you know, and it's just not enough. And you know, in order to actually decolonizing and, you know, anti-capitalism, it's like it's something that we have to like actively working on every day, you know, and it's in our interest, our best interest for the working classes and for the student to realize that, and, you know, just working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So these are great programs and great initiatives that SFPIRG does. And another thing that Samia, you were here with me last week, mm-hmm. and we talked a lot about community. Right.
Yeah.
And that these organizations, a big part of what we do is, as you're saying, like very specific projects with, you know, maybe specific desired outcomes, but also just like a focus. But there's also just meeting other people, spending time in the space, getting to know the other people who are a part of your community. And I think that's also a really important skill for when you are done university, right? Is being able to go leave this community and go and find another one. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it, yeah. Sorry, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, sure. As an international student here, I would say that PEAK, SFPIRG, SFSS, Embark, and CGSF, they've all provided me kind of like a platform to voice myself. I never thought that university would be so engaging. I thought it would be more like education oriented, but I find myself doing a lot more extracurricular than education. It's just university is so much more than just studying, and with the amazing events that SFSS throws, it's like it kind of lets people from all around the world bridge the gap they have between each other and kind of know, like, take a step back from where they thought they come from and just, like, view the world from another perspective. I've made so many friends from all over the world, and I think I'd give a lot of the credit to SFSS for all the clubs they host and for all the events and opportunities. I think we do have a barbecue coming up from for the students, and it was delayed for some reason, but these are the opportunities that if you actually look and want to get engaged in, you can meet a lot of new people and form friendships, form good networks that can kind of help you get engaged with platforms like CGSF and Peak. I personally, my first time speaking on CGSFS was when I was working with SVSPOs, the Sexual Violence Prevention and Support Office, and that is how I got introduced to this. But I've always been like a I've always wanted to come back here, speak, and get to know the people here. So it's, I feel like universities a lot more than just studies. And by answering yes to our referendum questions, the student body can do their part and support us in making the community as they know it to be right now. And because this is all like a very, because of inflation, it's all a very expensive and costly process. So we would love all the support that we can get so that we keep having more events like this and keep getting more engagement like this.
Great. And students will receive a vote to, or a link to vote in their SFU webmail. And the dates to vote are this Friday, or Thursday and Friday, the 26th and or 27th and 28th. My goodness. So it's coming up. And yeah, we are asking any students out there to vote yes and to increase the funding for our organizations. Mm. We're going to take a quick music break at Tom's solution. We're going to, or suggestion, words are hard today. We're going to hear a little bit of Thelonious Monk. This is Don't Blame Me. the one and only Thelonious Monk here on the Student Radio Takeover here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's Don't Blame Me. I am in studio with Tom and Samia. Welcome back.
Assalamu alaikum.
Sorry. Oh, yes.
Assalamu alaikum. Sorry, I'm my mom's side Lebanese. Mm. So yeah, I just say something in Arabic.
We're here to talk about the referendum, the SFSS elections, and the proposed increase in the student fees for the Student Society, as well as the Independent Student Societies, the PEAK, CJSF, MBARC Sustainability, and the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. We spent a lot of time talking previously about you know, the benefits of voting yes, and what SFPIRG and all these other organizations do for students and do for life on campus. Tom, what will happen if students vote no?
That's an interesting question. So thanks for asking that. I will be honest with you guys. Yeah, we all know things are like not good right now, right? Things are not the greatest, whatever. And I know SFSS has their own problem. And I do agree that, yes, they gotta, you know, get the things figured out, get the things together soon. But the thing is, that is some sort of like universal problem across all university or, you know, even in other corporation organization, you know. It's not something unique to SFSS or to SFU. And there's a lot of other factors that contributing to like the outcome, you know. So like it's important to kind of like not, you know, let one individual take the blame for like whatever bad thing happens. And you know, SFU, we are a commuting school. Like, look at how the campus is planned, the architecture. It is brutal. I gotta say,
it is
brutal.
It is of the brutalist school of architecture.
Yes, it is ugly. It is unwalkable. It has no sense of community at all. You go here, you go to lecture, and then you go home. That's it, you know. And do you really want to like keep having it that way? You know, like, is that really what you expect to get out of university experience? Just go to school, take class, and go home? Really? These organizations, they're here to kind of like help making the university experience at SFU a little bit less painful. Because, it just makes the campus more lively and you feel like you're not alone anymore. You have these people with the same mindset supporting you and everything. And you know, these students' society, they are the one that like they want to like keep the students in mind, and they are the one kind of like guarding the student right. You know, like if we get rid of them, then who's gonna protect our right? You know, like yeah, it is bad, but like things can get worse if we vote no. Mm-hmm. Like the school, the board of governor, they don't really care about students that much. The president is just like a synonym for CEO. And have you ever seen a CEO actually care about the workers? No. And yeah, like we are kind of like the employee rep, you know. We exist to protect the students' right. Just know that. Even if we have different way of doing it, we make mistakes because we are kids. We literally kids. I'm like 21, bro. It's fine, and you know, it's fine to make mistakes, and it should be allowed to make mistakes. But like, you know, there's a lot of good people in this student society, and they are trying to do their best to have the students' right, you know, protect and you know keep it as a legacy for future. I'm just gonna say that like if we vote no, then things gonna get worse. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's what we want. And also I want to say something about the dental and health fee increase
by SFSS. Like, it's sad. And it's not sad. It's kind of like frustrated to have to pay more. But I want to point you guys to the person that's responsible for it. And it's not SFSS. It's Blue Cross. It's the one that offered the dental and health plan. The provider are the one increase the fee. And if we don't pay the fee, then they just stop the service, you know? It's not SFSS to blame. They are just like the middle person, you know? They are the middleman. They have no power over this. And yeah, this is exactly what I was saying when I said, oh, the ruling class want to like pit the working class together. This is pit against each other. This is exactly what they do. We are blaming SFSS and stuff like that for something that they cannot even control. You know what? I feel like if we start like a demonstration, protest, strike, boycotting, whatever, like maybe it would yield some better results to Blue Cross, you know? And yeah, and it not just like, I guess like for real, like SFSS doesn't have, you know, any power in up or down your health fees and insurance.
Yeah, they kind of just have to take the healthcare company offers.
Yeah, so the one to blame is the healthcare, the Blue Cross, not SFSS.
Well, and I would say also that even if you might, as you say, be disappointed or angry or sad that the cost of the health and dental plan will go up, it's important to have that service. It's important to have that coverage if you need it, and it will cost way more if you need it and you don't have it, right? Yeah. And I would say again, also with just the student fee increase to support our organizations, it's $18 a semester, and you know things are expensive. Things are getting more expensive. $18 a semester is, I don't want to minimize what that might mean to someone, right? Because, you know, that's a meal, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also a meal, maybe, right? Or, you know, if you're being really, really fastidious and you know, buying all your groceries and doing everything you can, maybe it's three meals, right? Mm-hmm. Four meals. But over the course of a semester, you can get so much value back from these organizations by coming and engaging in what we do. I mean, you could probably get that much worth of like free food from our events over the course of a semester, right?
Yeah.
So, and that is the power of collectivism in that way. It's the power of being able to pool all of our resources together to do things for students, to do things for the people who are paying for these services. It's not that you're paying this fee and it's just disappearing and it's just, you know, you just attend university and that money's just gone. It's no, you are paying for these services that you're welcome, encouraged to come and use, come and be a part of, and engage with, and get so much more back from these groups than you are putting in, right?
Yeah.
Samia, you also wanted to mention other ways that students can help support this referendum. Obviously, one thing is to vote yes in the referendum, in the link that gets mailed out to you on Thursday or that you can vote Thursday and Friday. What else can students do if they're interested in helping support the cause?
So for starters, they can pledge to vote. They can share the pledge link, or they can just verbally tell their classmates, their peers about the upcoming election and how we would really appreciate their support. They can also endorse our referendum question. And one thing that would be completely and very necessary is sharing the campaign content, and so that people are actually aware what it's about, because most people are really easy to dismiss the referendum question, like, oh, it's just an increase in prices again. I don't really want to engage in that. But if they're actually informed on the things we do, how they can, as you were saying, how they can get a lot, they can get their money's worth and a lot more. And I feel like if our campaign content is shared and if some people are eager to volunteer and support for the campaigning, they're going to know what we actually do and why this is so, so, so important for SFU and SFU student community. So the first thing is voting yes, but the rest is just sharing the word.
Yeah, I mean, there are 30 to 40,000 undergraduate students, right? So sharing with 10 people, that becomes a meaningful amount of potential votes to sway. So you can use your voice and amplify that, and if you care about this, you can help get your friends, your community, your fellow students to vote yes as well.
And we have like a whole website page with all the information in it, and we also have like Instagram account and with all the information on it. It's called Vote for Student Life. Let me check the actual name. Yeah, it's called I'm not really on Instagram, so it takes me a little bit of time. Yeah, it's called Vote for Student Life. Four is like the number four.
The number four. Vote for Student Life.
Yeah, that's it.
Great. Anything else either of you wants to share about the referendum or about PERG? Or?
Maybe that because this there's the elections upcoming, this is definitely the time to take control in our own hands and be informed. Students who make a good decision for their own well-being. So instead of just ignoring the whole referendum and ignoring the whole election process, I would say that everyone should get involved in whatever minimal way they can and just vote, just like, you know, make their own decision and make their own choices.
Yeah, and this is really one of the chance, how to put this, this is like one of the most impactful things you can do when it comes to participating in elections and referenda, just because of the scale of everything, right? Like aside from a small town election, this is probably the smallest electorate that you will really get a chance to vote as a member of, and that means that your vote is worth that much more, right? So
yeah.
Get out there and do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks to both of you for joining me during this student radio takeover. I'm going to leave with a bit of music. This is by Waveform Mountain. It's called The Hermit. Don't be a hermit. Well, I guess you can vote even if you are a hermit because it's all online. But don't be a hermit. Come out and, join our organizations. Come see for yourself. You can vote on Thursday and Friday. We ask you to vote yes for, I'll just say both referendum questions, but particularly to help fund our organizations. Thank you. And this is The Hermit.
Footsteps, twigs, snap, all that she's ever learned. Her whole